Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wait, Did it hit your lips?
That beard's cold, boys.
Fully dressed.
Golly.
Huh? See it. Hey,
yeah, man.
Let me tell that water's ice cold too, folks.
Yeah, you stay on that water. You got to weigh in on Monday. I need you to carry it this week, man.
Oh, well, I thought you was gonna weigh in too.
Oh, I'm gonna weigh in with you. I was at 47.2. I think I got 44 in me. I think I got 44, maybe 43
got
something.
In you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, got to navigate through this Father's Day.
I've been rolling, man. I got me 3 days in this week. Jog this morning, a little 20-minute jog walk in this morning right after my weights. Yeah. And it's hot enough, and that damn humidity's through the roof right now. I mean, I am dripping, son.
Yeah.
Dripping.
Hey, trying to change these bodies. Speaking of changing bodies, Cade Stover tied in from year one to year two. We're out there. Mm-hmm. You can see he's been working on himself in the offseason, and not only it's one thing if we see, but when the head coach takes a liking to what you've been doing, and I'm telling you, we've heard D'Amico rave about certain guys. He really took the time earlier this week to point out Cade Stover, the tight end out of Ohio State, and what he has done in the offseason. Listen to D'Amico talk about his second year tight end.
Hey, Stover, he's a guy who I think has grown to time. Just on one small detail for him is just, you know, his separation at the top of the routes. So seeing Cade, a second-year player, take the steps to get better at the one thing, just his route definition at the top of his route, and seeing him make play after play, like that's what excites me about the offseason. That's why I think it's really important, these 8-9 weeks that we have with the players. If you attack it with the right mindset, you can actually get better, enhance your game. And you don't see as big of a jump. And a lot of guys, it really is that first and second year. That's where you see a jump, and that's where I think Cade Stover is taking a jump.
He's talking about taking a jump, right?
You want to talk about getting better and enhancing your game. Get this tight end room producing a little bit. Get the tight end room playing better football, and you'll have a chance. I mean, you'll have a chance to run it better. You'll have a chance to throw it better. Protect the quarterback better. You get that tight end room's got a chance to be a difference maker here, Ron. But, yeah, Cade Stover, man, you want to talk about the top of your route, right? I mean, just to illustrate what D'Amico's talking about there. As a quarterback, man, if you get to the top of your route and they say you're supposed to make your break at six, and sure, you may sink your weight at six, but I don't know if you come out with a high angle, you coming out flat, you coming back to the ball. Like, how consistent are you with certain routes at the top of that route so that I know as a quarterback how sharp or how fast you're going to come out of it? And those are things that he'll learn. And obviously, D'Amico thinks he's getting better already. So that's a huge plus. But I think he's going to get some run.
But, well, he should. And I didn't watch every tight end room in the league. You know, you saw some.
Yeah.
Watching this one, it was really pathetic, especially when you take a look at contending teams. This is a team that, in their mind, thought that they had a chance to. Oh boy, come on now, yeah, stop you in your tracks there. But this is a team that thought they had a chance to win a Super Bowl or play for a Super Bowl or compete for an AFC championship, Clint. And that tight end room was ridiculous, and it has to get better because it wasn't just from a production of catching the ball and getting yards, but it was from also they couldn't block consistently. They couldn't be an asset consistently in the passing game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And it's not all just on them, but that, there is no way it could be that bad again. We've talked a lot about the offensive line, Clint, but that group also just that it's almost a miracle that they did some of the things they did when you look at the O-line and the tight end room to where it was. It was below average.
Yeah, look, we've spent a lot of time talking about the offensive coordinator, talking about the offensive line, talking about the offensive line coach. We spent a lot of time talking about where this team can get better. And look, I think one area that maybe isn't as obvious or as forefront as some of the others is the tight end room. I mean, you're talking about somebody that's going to impact the run game and the pass game and the pass protecting game. And if you look at the way this thing is wired, you just heard from D'Amico Ryans, the second year tight end at Ohio State that hadn't played a ton of tight end before he got here is obviously opening eyes. I look at Cade Stover at practice, and Cade Stover's got – he seems to have that it factor. He seems to have that guy that can do a little bit of it all. He's got the dog getting to that he wants to block. He wants to be good. He wants to attack. He wants to be physical. And he has the athletic ability. I probably didn't give him the credit that he deserves from that athletic ability standpoint. He looks like a bulkier, bigger, kind of stiffer, physical tight end that wants to put his hand in the dirt, but the reality is he moves a lot smoother than I gave him credit for. So the rookie, we can say, hey, he obviously is going to take a step. We just heard D'Amico talking about it. Clearly, your $12 million a year guy, Dalton Schultz, needs to be better as well. But let's talk about the tight end room in general helping this team, this offense, get better and improve. Nick Caley knows tight ends. I don't know what Nick Caley's going to be in terms of a play caller. I don't know how he's going to design things. I don't know if he's going to adjust well. I have no idea. As I've said before, that is an extremely elite skill set as a play caller to be able to do those things. I don't know where he's going to land. But damn it, he knows tight ends. When it comes to the mechanics and the techniques of playing the position, whether we're talking about running routes like D'Amico just talked about, or we're talking about pass protecting, or we're talking about run blocking, if Nick Caley don't know the ins and outs and what works and what doesn't work and knows how to push the buttons of these players from that perspective, then we got the wrong guy calling plays. That's for damn sure. And then when we talk about, like, we've talked a lot about, hey, how do you play to the strengths of certain players? I don't know if Nick Caley can do that with 11 guys on the offense. But I am convinced that he knows how to use a damn tight end the right way.
He should. That's what he has coached.
Absolutely, man. So that is a spot. The tight end group is a spot, and the tight end overall production is a spot where they're going to be on the field 95% of the time. And no matter what play is called, they're probably going to be at the point of attack. They're probably going to be an option to catch a pass. They're probably going to be involved in pass protection. And so this is where the Texans can get significantly better, and that's a tight end.
And what's a fair expectation? from that position group. Like we're not going out there and thinking you're going to be, you know, Matt LaPorta and what the Lions have and Kittle and what the Niners have had. But what's a fair?
I think we've got to look at this tight end room, Ron, you know, individually to me. I mean, because, what's fair, in my opinion, right now, fair from an expectation standpoint is I expect you not to be the highlight of why we're getting our ass kicked inside. Right, like pass protection wise, when you mention how bad the pass protection was in Houston last year, I immediately think of Dalton Schultz, and there was a lot of bad offensive line too.
Yeah.
I immediately think of Dalton. Like that can't be the case. Like you can't be that bad in critical moments versus the pressure. Number two, you look at Dalton Schultz. Like Dalton Schultz has to be the safety net, the safety valve for C.J. Stroud, along with Christian Kirk. He has to be an impact player in the pass game. It's why you paid him $12 million, right? And then you look at Cade Stover, and Cade Stover, again, to me, just the overall player of, hey, you're young, can you take the next step and impact the game and produce, right? We don't have to be talking about all pro. We don't have to be talking about, boy, how great this guy is. Just be a guy that sticks around all year long and makes plays consistently, whether it's run game blocking, pass protecting, or catching a rock. Just show that year two, you're better than year one, and you're making progress.
Yeah, that is obviously one place that they can definitely improve. All right, Sham Sharania, the number one NBA insider in the game, he spoke about that man again. He spoke about Kevin Durant. He included the Houston Rockets, and he included a timetable when he sees the Kevin Durant situation could be completed. You don't want to miss what he had to say as we continue here live. Stop 11, Cajun Craven, get your ass on down here and get you some bugs and have you a beer. He just had him a nice ice cold one. They got everything you need. Get on down here. And as we said, coming up, you got a chance to win $25 to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll continue all of that right here live on The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.